Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. The Prime Minister of Canada says that Israel is the only nation in the world whose very existence is under attack. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Speaking at the Anti-Semitism Conference in Ottawa, Ontario, the Prime Minister of Canada said that the Jewish nation of Israel is the only nation of the world whose very existence is under attack and is consistently and conspicuously singled out for condemnation. Prime Minister Harper said that history shows the world, and the ideology of the anti-Israel mob tells the world, that those who threaten the existence of the Jewish people are a threat to all of the world. The Prime Minister said that we should not forget that there are those who choose evil and would launch another Holocaust if left unchecked. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The warning from the Canadian Prime Minister that there is evil in this world that, if left unchecked, would launch another Holocaust is a page out of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, in a speech to an anti-Semitism conference in Canada, warned the world that Israel is the only nation in the world whose very existence is under attack. The Prime Minister said that evil in our world today is ready to launch another Holocaust, ready to kill Jews and destroy the Jewish state. Harper's word of warning about anti-Semitism is not being heard by much of the world today, and this ideology that wants Jews dead will indeed lead to another Holocaust. I make that statement based upon the prophetic word that can be found in the Bible. Both heaven and earth will be the scene for an attack on the Jews, not only in Israel, but around the world. Revelation chapter 12 speaks of evil angels being thrown out of heaven, and when they come to the earth, they will go forth to kill all of the Jews. That's Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 17. Daniel 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83 foretold of an alignment of nations who will, in the last days, endeavor to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Zechariah, an ancient Jewish prophet, says that 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed in the future. That's Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. Canadian Prime Minister Harper's warning is real, and the threat of a future Holocaust is real as well. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until... Thank you.